Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we are spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we are here to dish it out. Just a quick heads up, there are spoilers on this menu, so listen at your own risk.
Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan. And on this week's episode, we're going to be talking about episodes 2 through 6 of Vanderpump Rules Season 11. We're also recording from a phone and not our computers because something's happening and I don't know what it is.
It's called technical difficulties.
It's pissing me off.
Yeah, it's been a struggle.
So let's kind of lighten the mood and lower my heart rate some and start talking about Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, this should make you feel better in no time.
No time.
All right, Megan. So I keep hearing these Vanderpump people talk about sober curious. It's like a new phrase they've been using lately. And I just wanted to know, have you ever heard of sober curious? And do you think that you are sober curious?
I have heard of sober curious and... I mean, I guess it's okay. It's kind of like an introduction to wanting to be sober. That's when you start trying like different drinks. Because for a while I was drinking non-alcohol Heinekens and everything like that. But I fell off the wagon. I fell off the wagon and now I'm working on being sober again. Or California sober, to be exact. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's another new phrase.
Yes, California sober. That's going to be me. So we're just trying again. But there is a lot of... I kind of get what Lala's saying. She's like, you're either sober or you're not, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she also says that she is not committed to being sober for her entire life. She just takes it day by day.
Yeah, and that's actually something I believe that they teach you in a program.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so much easier to do things one day at a time. If you just, you can do anything for 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, you can tell yourself you can do anything for 24 hours. And then you just kind of keep doing that. Because it, honestly, when you are struggling to be like, oh my God, in 7 years, I'm still not going to, it seems almost impossible.
Yeah, it's just too overwhelming.
Yeah. So small steps.
I've been more sober curious if I'm understanding the definition, because when I go to restaurants and stuff, I'll see like what kind of mocktails they have. And I don't know if that really qualifies, but
I feel like that qualifies.
Yay.
I kind of feel like that qualifies. Yeah.
I want to wear the title too.
Get a pin with it. You can be sober curious and I'll be California sober.
Awesome.
This is taking a dark turn, but Tom Sandoval has been bringing up that he, you know, has felt suicidal. And I was wondering if you think he's trying to manipulate Lisa Vanderpump and some of the other cast members.
I know suicide is a very serious thing and it should be taken very seriously. But I couldn't help but to wonder that, too. I truly believe that Tom is a narcissist. And so I Googled, because, you know, I like to do my research. And the first thing that popped up on Google is that there is a popular belief that narcissists rarely commit suicide. And when they do threaten it, it's usually meaning that they're trying to manipulate the situation.
Yeah, because they love themselves so much.
Yeah, but in the same article, it said that another study found that if a narcissist is older, like an older adult, and they're truly depressed, that they do have an increased risk of suicide. So, I don't know.
Trying to figure out what he falls under because he is a little bit older.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, like, is he trying to manipulate people? Or, I mean, I know he's got to be feeling absolutely shitty. There's no doubt. Like, literally, I'm sure he feels like the whole world hates him, and that cannot possibly feel good. Right. I know when you and I even get like a negative comment on our Instagram, it like weighs on you for days. So could you imagine like the whole world hating you essentially and all the hate?
Hell no.
I imagine that is super duper heavy. And like, I don't know. I feel like that's a tough one, possibly.
Yeah, and you know how people say that there are people who just love the spotlight? It doesn't matter if they're getting positive attention or negative attention.
Yeah.
I do not understand how somebody could thrive with having so much negative attention. Like, there's no way that mentally you're okay with that, right? I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that.
I guess for some people, it works for them. Do you think that he's trying to use his dark thoughts for sympathy or control?
Like he said, I think it's possible that he's had thoughts because the whole world has hated him. I'm sure his life sucks. I would hate to have his life and to have everybody hate me. But with that being said, I think he's trying to manipulate the situation. Because Lisa did tell him, if you ever feel like this, and he's like, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that at the reunion. But then he's telling Lisa, oh, yeah, well, I felt like I was going to do this. I just feel like it was a manipulation tactic, because why is she the first person that we're hearing you tell this to?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Like, it kind of seems strategic that he confided in Lisa about this.
Yeah, when Lisa has had her brother kill himself, she has like emotions to that.
I think he did confide in Schwartz too. And those were really the only two people talking to him. So I wonder if that's why, but.
That's true.
I don't know. Obviously, I don't want anything bad to happen to Tom. Like, I truly still feel like Tom deserves forgiveness, and one day everybody can just move on from this.
Yeah, I don't think he should be living a shit life. Like, he fucked up, for sure. I don't think he should be living a shit life, though. I don't think that he should be friends with that group. I do think that he should find a new group of friends. Speaking of Lisa, why do you think that she always has Tom's back? I feel like no matter what he does, no matter what bad thing he does, and she does this with James too. Yeah. No matter what bad thing they do, she still always has their back.
I think that Lisa tends to see the good in everyone. Like when you're saying she does it for James too. Same thing. She sees the good in James. She sees the good in Tom. She saw the good in Lala. Like, she pretty much stood up for Lala, too. And
that's true.
No one was really nice to Lala. Like, she just seems to always see the good in everyone. And, I mean, Tom does have good characteristics. He seems to be very giving and generous. When James needed help with his proposal, he paid for the whole thing, set the whole thing up. Like, he has good characteristics, and I think that Lisa just focuses on those. And like you were saying earlier, I think she also stands up for him because she knows he's struggling, and her brother just recently struggled, and I think she's afraid that something might happen to Tom.
Do you think it's also because she has investments with Tom?
Well, that could be too. Yeah, that's a good point.
She's Lisa Vanderpump. I feel like she could get out of that if she really wanted to, you know?
Lisa Vanderpump's going to be fine no matter what.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of just gave me a little bit of a different perspective, because she does stick up for everybody's shenanigans and bullshit.
Yeah, she always seems to stick up for the underdogs.
Yeah, okay. I'm over here just thinking it's money. She has known everybody for a really long time. Like, when they started working at Vanderpump, They weren't babies, but they're way younger than what they are now. Some of them were babies.
Yeah.
I'm sure she also feels some type of loyalty to all of them. Like, she has a spot in her heart for everybody.
Yeah, they're like her children. She's said before, like, they're like her kids.
Yeah.
So.
Her really immature children.
Yeah. So we saw that James decided to have a little pool party at his new house.
Yeah, it looked fun.
I saw him jumping off of his rooftop into the pool, and that was just, I hated that. What were your thoughts of James jumping off his rooftop, and would you jump off the rooftop into a pool?
Hell no. Hell no. I would never jump off the rooftop, ever. I don't care if the roof is right above the pool, like where you look down and there's the pool right there. Uh-huh. No. That's so scary. And then also, like, James to me looks like he's tall. Uh-huh. The boys kind of look like they're tall.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining their knees breaking, their legs breaking. Like, oh, what if, oh no, so dangerous. I was so scared. Like, whenever I was watching that, I was like, gosh, you're getting really old because this looks terrifying. I just wanted to yell, get down from there.
Get down from there. You're going to break your head.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Would you jump from the roof?
Hell no.
Cool. We'll be on the ground together.
Yeah.
So James and Allie added a new addition to their family.
Aww.
They got Graham / Hippie, Rachel's old dog. I don't even know how to word this. Like, how would you feel being Allie? And now you have Rachel's dog.
I really tried to put myself in her shoes. And I think I decided that if I was Allie, I would just be okay with it. Because, okay, it was James' dog too.
It was.
Even though it was Rachel's dog, it was their dog together, basically.
Yeah, that's true. They got him when he was a puppy.
I think her parents bought it for her, but I mean, technically it was their dog and they raised it together. I feel like if it's his dog too, that he is responsible for the dog. And as a responsible pet owner, he needs to take the pet. And I think if I was Allie, I would just think of it that way. Like, this is his dog. This is the situation. And he's being responsible pet dad.
What if the dog kills her cat? Are your feelings going to change? I'm hoping that doesn't happen, but that thought has crossed my mind.
Let me tell you, as soon as that cat smacks that dog a couple of times, he is not going to mess with that cat.
I hope that happens where Allie's cat's fine and the dog's fine. You know, I hope everybody can live together, but I would be so scared. I would really be so scared.
Yeah, I could tell she was scared too. She didn't want the dog around her cat, but the cat was approaching the dog. The cat was curious and the dog was barking at the cat because they're just not used to each other. But
yeah, that's true.
I think they'll be fine.
We don't have dogs. We just have a ton of cats.
You do have a lot of cats. Okay, in our last episode, we talked about how we wished Ariana would just leave the house, destroy the Lego picture of her and Tom, and get the hell out of there. I feel like we got an update to all of our concerns, and now she is talking about getting out of the house, splitting the furniture, and the artist offered to rework the Lego so it was just her. Are you happy to hear about all of these updates? Like, what are your thoughts on these updates?
Yeah, I think she should get the furniture and she should get the reworked Lego. I don't know how she walks up her stairs every day. And
it's right next to her bedroom door.
I know. It's right when you walk up the stairs in your face and then boom, there's your bedroom door. Like, oh, I would hate that. I would hate that. I would have already broken it, but I don't know how much that costs.
Or how nice of the artist to offer to rework that piece for her.
I think that it's fantastic. And yeah. I kind of do, because Ariana's like, listen, a lot of this furniture, like, this is mine. I bought this. And I kind of believe that.
Yeah, I could see that. I think they could probably compromise, like, what furniture each of them gets. And then just her leave, which I'm glad to see she's open to leaving now, but just maybe taking some of the furniture with her.
Yeah, because the stuff that she was listing off, like, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The bar stools from West Elm. I can't even afford one bar stool from West Elm.
Like, custom chandelier.
Yeah. So I think that it sounds like she's moving forward. Like, she's taking steps in the right direction to get everything together. Because yeah. I feel like everybody keeps forgetting this is new. When they were filming this, she and Tom have only been broken up for a few months. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like they didn't film this yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it is hard to kind of gather your thoughts and walk around the house. They have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Tally all that up.
Well, she's got her assistant working on it. They're going to make a list. They're going to check it twice and they're going to divide it up to who's naughty and nice.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
That was my first time. That was awesome.
I love that. You're so funny. I want to talk about the sandwich shop for just a little blip.
Blip.
So they are struggling to open up the sandwich shop because they said that they have to get permits mm-hmm. and that the city is just dicking them around.
Yeah.
Do you think it's weird that they're interviewing for employees when they don't even have the sandwich shop in order yet?
No, I feel like it's smart, actually, because they should have learned a lot from Schwartz and Sandy's on what not to do. Like, don't drag your feet. Don't wait a million years to get open. I feel like they're being proactive by finding employees now.
So that way they're already prepared for opening.
Yeah, and if these employees already have jobs, they can put in their notice and, you know, work themselves into the new position. So I don't know. I think it's kind of smart.
It sounds like they still have so much to get done before it's time to open.
I don't have any experience with permits, but I heard that
me neither.
Can be very time consuming and take a lot of time.
Well, I know just for my job that I get paid for, we will tell our clients, like, we can't get the permits. Like, you have to hire somebody else to do that and pay for that and all that, because it's a lot of paperwork and it's expensive.
Yeah.
We don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, and you're on their time. They're not on your time. They're going to get to you when they right? get to you. And if you have any violations, then that slows it down even more, which apparently the sandwich shop has a lot of violations that they have to fix, so.
I don't remember if we talked about Brock in the first Vanderpump opening that we did.
I feel like we did.
Well, you didn't really like him too much. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of red flags with him.
Yeah, and rightfully so, because when you started reminding me, I was like, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Brock now that we've got to see him more through this season? Do you still hate him? Do you like him?
Well, some observations. I can tell he is very frustrated with Sheena and her mom.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he's outnumbered by these women. He's alone yeah. because I don't think his family lives in America. I don't know. It seems like a tough situation because they obviously aren't agreeing on how their daughter should be raised and who should watch her and all these important things, and they don't seem to agree on anything. They're like literally arguing about it in a bikini shop. But I do see, like, when he's interacting with his daughter, he seems like he's a pretty good dad.
Yeah.
But I'm just not sure that their marriage is going very well.
Yeah, it seems like it's been very difficult.
I don't know. I'm still not a huge fan of Brock.
I wasn't a fan of them getting into an argument at the bathing suit shop.
That's not really a good time to do that.
Yeah, it really isn't.
They don't need to be arguing in a store.
How uncomfortable.
I know that associate at the store, like the store clerk, looked so awkward. She's like, so are you going to buy anything or what?
Oh my god, I wonder if she was standing there like, are they doing this for the cameras?
Right, I imagine it's kind of an awkward situation to be in. Like, is this normal? Speaking of Brock, did you love his hot pink swimsuit at Lake Tahoe?
No.
I know how much you love man thighs, so.
Actually, my notes say, ew, disgusto, barfo, guy thighs, yuck. I do not like his bathing suits. And I would be so embarrassed.
If your man was walking around in that.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? More power to them. They don't care. They're living their best life. You do you.
That's right. So thoughts on Sheena. I feel like these last few episodes, especially episode 6, I believe, she was overly crying, and I feel like she's kind of mean to Brock. Like, what are your thoughts on her and Brock?
Sheena has said that after she had her baby, her OCD got really, really bad.
I can tell. I can tell.
Yeah. I am very positive that her mental state is not well.
Do you think that's like in a postpartum, maybe?
It could be. It could be postpartum mixed with her OCD, mixed with drama that she has going on with her friends, mm-hmm. mixed with the fact that she can't leave Summer. And I'm sure that, like, that seems like it's kind of causing a problem between her and Brock. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, even when Sheena had Tori come over to babysit, she also had her mom come to like monitor.
Yeah, it was like two babysitters for one child.
Yeah, and it just seems like they don't get to go out. They don't get to have adult time. Mm-hmm. It's really hard having a small child. But she's also dealing with all this shit, too. Like, I actually feel really bad for her. Mm-hmm. She has been a mess. Yeah. She's been a mess.
Do you think she's been kind of mean to Brock?
I do. But I also don't know if Brock's been mean to her behind filming. I know that sounds so fucked up. But
yeah, like you don't see a whole picture.
Right. But like when they're fighting at the bathing suit shop, that was uncalled for. And I feel like he just kind of keeps picking at her a little bit about this one thing, though. But everything else I've been noticing from Brock is that, like, he sticks up for Sheena. Mm-hmm. When people are talking bad about her, he's there and he sticks up for her and he has her back. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. That's really hard to answer. I feel like, for the most part, he's been nice to her.
Yeah.
Until they went to Tahoe.
I feel like he was nice to her in Tahoe, too, right? He was late coming back from the golf thing, and then he didn't sit by her at the meditation. And to me, those weren't a big deal, but to Sheena, it was a big deal.
I'd be fucking pissed.
About which one or both?
Both. First of all, golf takes a long time. Mm-hmm. He gets up really early in the morning. He's telling her The first nine. If you're going to do more than nine, just fucking say it. Like, stop. I hate when guys, like, tell you, oh, well, I'll be back at 5. And they don't come back until 8 or 9. And they know what they're fucking doing. It's wasting. It's like, oh, well, your time's not that valuable. I'm just going to waste your time.
So, like, say what you mean and mean what you say.
Had he told Sheena, I'm doing the 18 holes. If he did the 18 holes, she might still be mad about it, but she expects it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
He would be gone for hours longer.
What about, like, the not sitting by her?
I kind of feel like that was staged.
Oh, really?
I kind of feel like it was staged.
So she would be forced to sit next to Tom and interact with Tom? I don't remember. Did Tom sit next to Sheena? Or did Sheena sit next to...
Oh my God, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
But she didn't say anything, so...
Yeah, and then Brock, when he had the opportunity to be a third person with Sheena and a guy that he knows that she's been having problems with and is uncomfortable and all this blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, I'm good over here. I'm good over here. Like, oh my God, I'd be... livid.
He said he did that on purpose because he wanted them to work it out. Like, they needed to talk. And maybe, I don't know, it worked. They had to talk, so.
If it was me, I'd be so damn mad.
I guess my point is he didn't do it to be mean or rude or hurt her. He did it to kind of nudge her in the direction of healing, like talking to him and healing and then like moving on.
But yeah, I don't know. She basically like has to face him.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Well.
A lot of my questions are about Sheena. I am fully giving her the attention that she is so desperately seeking.
Well, somebody's got to. That's very noble of you.
Thank you. Thank you. The photo of Sheena with her arm behind Tom's back. Do you blame people for speculating that she's being a flip-flop friend? Because she said, oh, yeah, we got into this picture. Tom then comes up. Okay, well, you didn't have to put your arm around him. Like, cool, he came up and sweet.
I mean, what else did she think was going to happen? What else would people think? They don't see the picture and say, oh my God, I bet somebody just took a random picture for her birthday and she just so happened to be sitting there and she just so happened to be standing next to him and put her arm by him. No big deal. No, they're going to be like, what the heck? Sheena's with Tom? Like, what a flip-flop.
Yeah.
They're not going to know all the backstory to it. What did you expect?
Yeah, and she's like getting so upset because she's like, everybody's tagging me in this and saying that. And Lala's just like, stop fucking looking at it. Because for, like, we would look at our mentions because we don't get mentioned that much. But for them, I'm sure they get mentioned in all kinds of stuff. And they're like,
I don't even know how to look at a mention. That's a skill I don't possess. But she obviously can't handle that stuff right now. So she just shouldn't be looking at it.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about earlier, we get butthurt when we see one negative comment. I can't imagine having hundreds or thousands coming at me. I would just, I don't know. I would still probably look at them. I would still probably look at them. In all honesty, I would still probably look.
Well, whenever I had that one TikTok do really well.
Yeah. You couldn't stop looking.
Oh my God. And people were like, you're the worst cat mom. Oh my God. You shouldn't even have cats. And I'm like, well, they're all five here still. So, but it was kind of draining. Like I had a lot of nice comments too, but the negative ones. Oh, I don't like that. I used to say all the time, like, I would love to be rich. I'd never want to be famous.
I could see that. I want to talk about the swimsuit shop. Why can't I say the word swimsuit?
The SSS.
There was a scene in there where she tried on a one piece and then she tried on a two piece and she pulled at her literal skin. And was like, oh, I don't think I can wear this because of this. And then she pulls on her skin. And she's like, oh, you know, I'm still trying to work this off after the baby. And Brock's like, well, you know, you just had a baby. And I'm thinking, what the hell are you two looking at? All I see is skin. What is happening? What are your thoughts on Sheena? What are your thoughts on Sheena pulling on her skin and saying that she needs to work on her stomach? That makes me sad personally, but I wanted to know your thoughts.
Yeah, I wish that I had fat like Sheena, which is nothing.
Sheena doesn't have any fat.
I know, but that's another thing. Okay, so I think that she is struggling mentally, man, because she's so tiny. I feel like this is the tiniest that she's been in all of Vanderpump Rules. Like, she's so small right now. And for her to still think that she has to work something off, she has nothing left to work off. Girl is tiny.
It makes me sad.
It makes me sad. Yeah, it makes me sad for her because I feel like she probably does think that she needs to get rid of it. But I'm really glad that Brock was there to be like, listen, you just had a baby. What are you talking about? Like,
I feel the opposite. I wish Brock would have been like, work what off? There's nothing there to work off.
And then they could have had an explosive fight.
Yeah.
I did super love the green one piece that she got. I thought that was such a cool bathing suit.
The one she wore under the mesh thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was cute. But anyways, yeah, I wish she would just know that she looks great and there's nothing to work off. Sheena, there's nothing to work off.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're fine.
So you know how Sheena's like struggling with the whole Tom thing? Mm-hmm. And she was like, there's a scene, I think it's in the last episode, episode 6, where she's laying in bed with Lala and she's like, yeah, Tom's done so much for me. He's always been such a great friend to me. And it just starts showing clips of her constantly crying. Like, Sheena be crying. And then she's like, he's given me thousands of dollars, like all this shit, right?
Yeah.
But Sheena's one of the people that ran her mouth the most whenever all this shit went down. She talked so much shit about Sandoval all the time on her podcast, constantly bashing him. She would go onto other people's podcasts and bash him. So I'm kind of like, why do you want to be friends with him so bad? You didn't give a shit about any of that before. And in the reunion last season, he basically told Sheena that their friendship didn't mean shit. Like, she can basically go kick rocks. I guess my question is, like, if he's such a narcissist, like she says he is, she talked all this mad shit. Like, all this stuff happened to Ariana, not her.
Right.
And Ariana wasn't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's not doing that. Why do you think she wants to be friends with him so bad?
Okay, so she had mentioned that she didn't have any income, she didn't have any money. And then Tom also mentioned that, oh, I understand you're doing these podcasts for money, but why'd you have to bash me so much? So I think it was, she was bashing him so much to make money and get attention.
And yeah, it could be for money, but if you're a true friend to somebody, I mean, for real, like if you really were a true friend to somebody, would you do all that? That's a little extreme. Because in a way, I feel like if I was Tom, I wouldn't want to be friends with her.
Right.
Why do you think she wants to be friends with him again?
Maybe she's secretly in love with him. I don't know.
I'm team Ariana till I die, but I can't keep doing this. Like, okay, Miss Contradiction.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, what are your thoughts on Sheena calling Ariana to basically say that she misses Tom and that he can't keep hating him for her?
So that is the wrong audience for that conversation. Okay, I feel like Ariana has clearly laid out what she feels. She said, I don't want to be friends with people who are friends with Tom. Do I 100% agree with that? Not really 100%, but I understand it. I get it. Like, and that's her choice. If you want to have that boundary, go for it. But it does kind of put her friends in a really shit position because now they feel like they have to choose between one or the other. I guess that's what makes her queen of the group. I don't know. I don't think that Sheena calling Ariana was a good idea. I think Sheena should process things for a few days and then have conversations. Don't call Ariana processing your thoughts.
Yeah, and did you notice that after anything that would happen, she would text Ariana like, we had to do this and we did this. And It's almost like she's trying to convince Ariana that she's not going to be friends with Tom, but she also wants Ariana to know that she's struggling really bad with it. And like you said, wrong audience.
Yeah.
You can talk to Lala about that shit. Like, don't talk to Ariana about it. I don't know. I think that she's got to fucking make her choice. Normally, I wouldn't say that. But also, like, I've had a split where I did cut off all mutual friends because I didn't want them to know what I was doing or know my business because it's nobody's business. So, like, I can kind of understand it. I also remember Lala, you know, nobody was allowed to hang out with her man. Nobody was allowed to hang out with Randall because that was a big problem when Schwartz and Randall went and did something together and she like freaked out. But now it's like, okay. Oh my God. Did you see the oxygen shots?
Yes, I did see that where
it looked like they were doing duster.
Yeah, Tom had the oxygen shot and Allie tried it.
Yeah, I swear to God, when it panned over to him doing that, I was like, are you seriously doing duster right now? Like, what? And he's like, oh, it's shots of oxygen. Where do you find that? Who has that?
I don't know. I've never done it, but I kind of want to try it.
I totally do it.
They have it because of the altitude, I think. And last time I was in Lake Tahoe, not the time we were there together, but I went again after that. I got like really bad cramps in Lake Tahoe. And I don't know if you can get cramps from altitude, but I had them. And that was the same trip where I had those chip bags that were like balloons.
Yeah.
Because you don't realize when you're in Lake Tahoe, you're at really high altitude and it does affect people. Like people get sick from it and have weird symptoms. But because there is a lack of oxygen and the pressure is higher. So I would love to try oxygen shot. What the heck? Sign me up.
Can we rent a boat and go to Lake Tahoe and go swim in the water like they did? Because that looks so magical.
Yes, I would love to do that. Every time I've been to Lake Tahoe, it's been too cold.
Yeah, we need to go during the summer.
Yeah, let's go during the summer.
When all the rich people are there.
So while they were in Lake Tahoe,
Lake Tahoe.
Why can I not talk today? It's bad. So while they were in Lake Tahoe, they visited the new Vanderpump Wolf site. And everybody had their turn, like sledgehammering the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Tom's turn. What were your thoughts on Tom's turn, sledgehammering the wall?
I kind of feel like it kept showing victim mentality.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
He's not remorseful. He does not feel bad.
It doesn't seem that.
He is the victim. And anytime anyone makes him take accountability for anything, he kind of goes to, but then he's like, but you did this, but you don't know what it was like, but there's always a but.
It's so frustrating to watch him not take accountability. It's crazy.
And it's frustrating. It's frustrating that he wants everybody to forgive him, supposedly, but he is not going to say really that he's sorry. Like, just like when James brought up, are you going to apologize to me for this dumb shit you do? He's like, well, you did this to me. First of all, I thought it was over the top and dumb. Like, shut up, you sissy Lala. Lala, Sheena's podcast, Scandival that you created?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So whenever they were on the boat, Lala wanted to like get an apology out of Tom. Yeah,
she wanted it.
Yeah, sure. And she was like, you know, you issued an article or you did a interview or whatever about how I wasn't real. And then that day, the scandal broke out. That just so happened to be the day.
It's like poetic.
Yeah, it really is. But Tom was like, Tom did say something that I wanted your opinion on. Because he said that she wasn't being real. And she was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, well, we were all putting our lives on the line. You weren't. And I do believe he's talking about whenever she was with Randall. Because the reason why Randall's name couldn't be brought up.
Yeah.
He couldn't be aired. It's because he was fucking married. And she knew it. Mm-hmm. As much as she says, oh, I didn't know. Yes, you did. Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. So she didn't want to disclose any of that. And I think that's what Tom was talking about. And do you feel like he's kind of right in saying that?
Tom does have a point. Lala would definitely hide her relationship and attack people. Like, viciously attack people if they even brought up anything about her man. And, but I think at this point, it's been several years. She's learned a lot. She's got a slice of that humble pie. She ain't flying in the PJs anymore. Uh-uh. I'm hoping that she's learned and grown from that. And that's in the past. Yeah, he has a point, but that was a long time ago. And this is him deflecting his shit.
Like what we were just talking about.
Yeah, what we were just talking about. Anytime anyone brings up what Tom did, his go-to predictable move is just to bring up something they did and deflect and make that, well, yeah, I'm bad, but you were bad too.
Yes.
Instead of just saying, hey, I'm sorry.
What are your thoughts on Lala's perspective of that argument with Tom? Like how Tom did issue the statement saying that she's not real while he was hiding the affair and that broke out that day.
So just as Tom has a point, Lala has a point too, and I feel like her point is more relevant to the current circumstances because they're talking about Tom and what Tom did and what Tom needs to apologize for. So Lala's point is more relevant to that while Tom's like deflecting.
Yeah, I agree.
Way too much deflecting.
Well, you did this. Shut up. God, just say you're sorry. Why is it so hard?
If he was a dinosaur, he'd be a Deflectosaurus Rex.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Deflex. So we kind of mentioned how Sheena is struggling about being Team Ariana until she dies, but wants to be friends with Tom. And I wanted to do a little check-in with you, Megan, because in our first podcast, you were very mad at Tom. You wanted everyone to, like, basically pick a side, and you didn't feel like he really deserved forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts now? Has your thoughts changed in the last 5 episodes?
No, if anything, I hate him even more.
All right. Well, that's good.
He needs to just get a different group of friends. I think everyone needs to choose sides. And I think that he is not sorry. And I think he's using Sheena so he can weasel his way in. Because he knows she's the weak one.
Sheena and Lisa.
Sheena and Lisa. Yeah. Ugh. And he's playing off the fact that Sheena's having such a hard time not being friends with him. So he's like, cool. She's the first one I can manipulate into being my friend again. And he's going to full on do it. And she's going to full on fall for it. Because she's just really bad at choosing friends. Sheena doesn't have a good judge of character. I'm sorry. She's always on the wrong side of things. She does not choose well. I just have this prediction that by the end of the season, she's going to be friends with Tom.
If anything, if she's not friends with Tom, then I feel like she's going to piss off all of her other friends in the process.
Right? Like, would you rather be friends with Tom and Tom? Or would you rather be friends with, like, literally everybody else?
I would probably pick everybody else.
I would pick everybody else, too. Like, I'm sorry. This guy is just not important enough for me to, like, lose friendships over.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You don't have to forgive and forget if you don't want to.
Well, I will probably be checking in on your thoughts about Tom the next time we talk.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Okay.
At the end of the last episode, Sheena and Lala, they're laying in bed and they're talking. And Sheena's like explaining to Lala how she's really torn, how she, you know, loves Ariana. and how she's always wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars, and Ariana got it, and she told her that she was so happy for her.
I truly am happy for her, but I wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars. Everything's always about Shayna. Oh my gosh, it seems to be a pattern. She always has to make everything about her.
Shayna. And then Lala's kind of like, I don't know. Lala's kind of talking shit about Ariana too. Like, oh, she needs to get off her high horse. And do you think that they are jealous of the success and the opportunities that Ariana's been receiving since everything has gone down? Because they both have been in situations that were really shitty, and their careers did not blossom like that.
I think at first they were probably like, felt really bad for Ariana, and then they were like really truly happy for her to start getting like people's support. But then probably at some point they're like, what the hell is going on?
Like, yeah.
Like, it's almost so next level.
Yeah, because Ariana's in Chicago on a Broadway show. Mm-hmm. She's done commercials. She's gotten, like, all kinds of deals and stuff.
Dancing with the Stars. Like, oh, she got her new cocktail book out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the best thing that could ever happen to her, for real.
I don't blame her for taking all these opportunities. Like, she's got to make money somehow and not pay rent. So
I just wonder if maybe it is a jealousy thing, or like you're saying, they're like, hey, well, we've had struggles too, and we didn't get all this, which would tie back to being jealous. So maybe it is a jealousy thing.
Yeah. And Shayna was like, when is it going to be my turn? When is it going to be just about me? It was all about her in the first season whenever she was with Brandy's husband.
Yeah. And she didn't really like that.
No.
So we'll see. I'm curious to see how this is going to play out.
Are you going to watch that new show with Brittany and Jax? I never remember what the name of it is.
Valley? Maybe. When does it premiere?
I saw whenever I went to watch Vanderpump today, I saw that the cover was up. So I think they might have released the first episode. Unless it's just a preview.
Oh, okay. It comes out March 19th. So.
Okay, so we have a while.
Okay, well, we might have to put that on our list of things to watch. Are you interested in watching The Valley?
I don't know.
I really don't like Jax, but I like Brittany, but I don't know. I think Kristen Doty's in it,
she
too.
She is. And I don't really like Kristen. And then I don't know the other people. And then there's all this stuff with Jax and Brittany right now where they're split up, but they're not doing it for the views, but it just so happens to happen right whenever their show's about to air, which is so odd to me.
Such great timing.
Great timing.
I don't know. I might watch the first episode and see if I want to keep watching it. I feel like there's so many podcasts we need to record that we might need to start doubling down on them. I don't know. We'll see. But
an issue in 2 a week, possibly?
Yeah. Because we have The Amazing Race starting next week on the 13th. We have The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion wrapping up this week. We have Real Housewives of Miami wrapping up this week. We have The Valley starting on the 19th, which we might get into. And then I kind of wanted to watch Bet It All on Blonde.
I love Erica. I know a lot of people hate her, but I just love her. Oh, and we're still working on Traitors too.
Yes! Can't forget about Traitors.
Yeah, but the newest show we're going to be adding to the list for sure is The Amazing Race.
Yeah, we're definitely going to start watching that. So yeah, stay tuned. We got a lot to go over, a lot to cover, a lot to talk about, and a lot to watch.
Oh, and we're going to have so much to edit.
And a lot to edit.
All right, well, I think this is a good stopping point for us.
I'm going to go eat pizza. I'm going to watch Traitors and finish editing.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, we love you guys. And it was good talking to you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.